Page 48, Report on State and Federal Legislation by Frank Welty. On May 12, about 30 CCB members gathered at the California State Capitol to take part in our 2011 Capitol Day. After a legislative briefing, members of our group visited the offices of state legislators to explain our positions on several issues of importance to blind Californians. We also enjoyed a picnic lunch in the park adjacent to the Capitol. We thank the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California for providing our lunch again this year, and we also thank Silicon Valley Council of the Blind and Mr. R. Takahara for covering the cost of a charter bus for this event. Page 49, State Legislation. As I write this article, Governor Brown and the state legislature are continuing to struggle to close an estimated $25 billion state budget deficit. The budget cuts agreed to earlier this year were enough to cut the deficit nearly in half, and an unexpected rise in state revenues this year will cover some of the deficit as well. However, in order to close the remainder of the budget gap, legislators may consider additional social service cuts. We need to continue contacting our members of the Assembly and Senate and urge them to preserve vital services to people with disabilities. CCB-sponsored bills. Our regulations bill, AB 410, by Assemblyman Sondre Swanson, has passed through the Assembly Committee on Business, Professions, and Consumer Protection, and also the Assembly Committee on Appropriations. By the time you read this, the bill will have been taken up by the full Assembly. AB 410 will require state agencies, upon request, to provide screen reader-friendly versions of regulatory text in notices of proposed regulations. In order to control state costs, the scope of the bill has been restricted to regulations adopted by the Department of Rehabilitation. Regulations that must be submitted to the California Building Standards Commission that pertain to disability access compliance, regulations adopted by the State Department of Education that pertain to special education, and regulations that pertain to the Medi-Cal program. In the future, we plan to work to extend this new practice to more state agencies. Page 50. Another CCB-sponsored bill, AB 390, by Assembly Member Anthony Portantino, will place a requirement in the statute to ensure that the Department of Motor Vehicles will continue its recently implemented practice of sending renewal notices to holders of California state ID cards. AB 390 has passed through the Assembly and is working its way through the state Senate. Other state legislation, AB 727, by Assemblywoman Holly Mitchell, would require food services being operated on state property to provide food that conforms to federal nutrition guidelines and would require the Department of General Services to encourage the purchase of this food from local growers. The bill would also require vending machines located on state property to increase their percentage of nutritious food items from 35 to 50% by 2014 and to 100% by 2016. By the time you read this column, AB 727 will have been considered by the full Assembly. CCB and Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California will continue to oppose this bill unless the vending machine content requirements are adjusted so as not to harm the livelihood of licensed blind vendors. Please express your concerns about these bills to your member of the State Assembly and Senate. Page 51, Federal Legislation. You will recall that CCB has relied on vehicle donations for a significant portion of its funding in recent years. In 2004, some unfavorable federal tax rules took effect, and since then, revenues from car donations have been greatly diminished. The U.S. House of Representatives is considering a bill, H.R. 860, which would bring balance back to the way the IRS treats vehicle donations. so that CCB and other nonprofits will receive the amounts of donations that will allow them to greatly expand their vital services. H.R. 860 has 61 co-sponsors, including 7 Californians, Jim Costa, Sam Farr, Barb Filner, Barbara Lee, Grace Napolitano, Pete Stark, and Lynn Woolsey. The Senate bill is S-110. Please ask your member of the House of Representatives to co-sponsor H.R. 860 and ask Senators Boxer and Feinstein to co-sponsor S-110. Finally, I wish to thank all the members of CCB who have shared with me in the advocacy work of this organization and given me so many words of encouragement in the past 2 years. It has been a time of learning and professional growth for me, and it has been a privilege to serve CCB. While I have chosen to pursue other professional opportunities, I will still be actively engaged in advocacy and in the other activities of this organization. Page 52. Please direct inquiries about CCB's legislative advocacy activities to Jeff Tom, Governmental Affairs Committee Chair at 916-995-3967 or at jsthom@comcast.net. You can get detailed information about all of ACB's legislative activities by reading legislative reports, which will be posted regularly on the website and distributed on our various email lists. You can listen to the reports by calling the CCB's toll-free phone number 800-221-6359 on evenings and weekends. Check with the California Connection to find out when the next legislative report will be updated. For federal legislative information, please check with the Washington Connection at 800-424-8666 or on the ACB website at acb.org.